Hey, that's Thomas from Laos. The sound you hear is actually I'm cutting pumpkin. And while I was pumpkin cutting, I was thinking about having an audiobook about cooking. You may have seen that I'm posting a lot of pictures about the food I do, I prepare. I usually cook for lunch or for dinner. And since a while, I bring it actually to my wife in the office because it saves us a lot of time. Even the traffic in Vientiane is getting worse. So I was thinking why I'm posting these food pictures. And there's a simple reason. It's not because I'm a good cook. I'm actually not. I just like it to do it, to cook. But I would like to encourage especially young people to cook. Because what I learned so far in Asia, but not only here, also in Germany, but in Asia it's more obvious, that young people just don't know how to cook. And if there's one thing, I'm really thankful for my mom, that she introduced me into cooking quite early. Actually, my mom and my dad, they were both working. And when I came home from school, it was sometimes me who was cooking the lunch. So I was into cooking quite early, and I always enjoyed it. I still enjoy it. It's not something I have to do. It's something I really like to do. So why is cooking so important? First of all, it's quite essential. We are human beings, but we are also kind of living creatures on this earth, and we need to know how to support ourselves. So it's not just going to Starbucks or into the supermarket or in a restaurant. I think it's an essential skill to know how to cook, and cook means not fried eggs. I also think that cooking is a social thing. When I was around 15 or 16, I already started cooking with some friends once a month. We met at one of our family's home, and then we occupied the kitchen for a while and did something delicious. Also, I think it's mind-opening, because when you start cooking, you start also experimenting and experiencing. So you may try some new dishes, you may try some variations of what you already know. So it's also kind of a creative act. Now I'm starting to cry because, but you cannot see, I'm cutting the onions. I hate that. And there's no way to cut onions without crying until now. So I think it's mind-opening. It's also quite a cultural thing. I think you see the cultural development of a society. You can see that in the way they cook. Is it an open fire? Do they variate the dishes? How many different dishes they have? Do they have kind of fusion things with dishes from neighboring countries? And so on. So I think it's quite an important skill to cook. And now I cannot see anything anymore because I'm just in tears with that onion. I will prepare a pumpkin carrot soup today. It's very simple. You just cut pumpkin, onion, carrot in very small pieces. You take some lemongrass. I'm usually using Thai basil as well. You put some oil into a pot, heat the oil, put the onion in, let the onion get a little bit soft. Then you put in some 1 liter of soup. You can just get some these soup cubes, ready-made soup. And then you cook the vegetables, the pumpkin and the carrot. You can also put some man phalang, some potatoes in. You cook this for about 20 minutes until all the vegetables get really soft. Then I'm using a blending stick. I don't know the English word for that. You just make it a very thick soup. I don't like this. I don't like it too soft and too thin. So you just crush it in the pot or in the blender, and then you have an incredible soup. Put some sour cream on top, and it's just done. All right, that's my audiobook. Cooking, it's important. Learn it if you don't know it. Thank you.